The final aspect is in regards to how HIT can support reporting and reimbursement. The meaningful use regulations require that hospitals report quality measures to CMS, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or to the states that they have the capability to provide electronic syndromic surveillance data to public health agencies. So the ability of a hospital lab to submit lab results to public health agencies through the hospital's EHR will improve case reporting and response and provide a more complete picture of the occurrence of infectious disease locally and nationally for more accurate and timely surveillance and pandemic preparedness and response. Two-way communications between clinicians and national, state, and local public health entities can bring critical laboratory information and treatment history, such as vaccine registries, to the clinician's desktop. Internally, practice improvement is supported by the ability to run both ad hoc and preset queries on the available data. So questions may emerge such as, how many of our diabetics are receiving recommended care? Who are the no-shows to the clinic or office, and is there a pattern, and why does that happen? So how many patients were seen in the office or admitted to the hospital in the last 3 months, and why? So the ability to get at your data is critically important, and there is nothing more frustrating to users than to put data in and not be able to get it back out easily. So the final point is how HIT supports reimbursement, both inpatient and in the ambulatory environment. Auto-generation or auto-submission of claims forms has markedly changed the jobs of clerical professionals. Being able to automatically check eligibility for services, to obtain a pre-approval, and the like simplify many previously tedious tasks. Of course, the elephant in the room is the link between reimbursement and the meaningful use of EHRS.